Blackstone Publishing presents To Catch a Witch, a Wishcraft Mystery by Heather Blake. This book is read by Colleen Marlowe. For my family, with much love. Chapter 1. February in the Enchanted Village, a tourist-themed neighborhood of Salem, Massachusetts, was as delightful and charming as it was snowy and cold. A fierce wind sent snowflakes whirling along rustic cobblestone streets and through leafless twisted branches. Delicate fairy lights strung on the trees created colorful pinpoints in the murky darkness of the breaking dawn. It all seemed so familiar to me that it was hard to believe it was only my second February in the village. This June would mark 2 years since Aunt V had convinced my sister and me to move here from Ohio to embrace a heritage we had known nothing about until that point in time. The craft, a hereditary form of witchcraft. My sister and I were witches. Snow pelted my cheeks as I glanced around the village and marveled at how most people had no idea that there were thousands of witches who lived and worked here. We coexisted secretly with mortal villagers who were clueless about residing in such a magical world. Here, crafters of all varieties were able to practice their magical gifts under the appearance of capitalism, and without the fear of being discovered. Witches were still a bit touchy about the whole burning at the stake part of our history, so much so that we could lose our powers if we told a mortal about the craft, even accidentally. The village was thriving with its various witch-themed businesses, such as the Bewitching Boutique, the Magic Wand Salon, the Witch's Brew Coffee Shop, and the Crone's Cupboard, to name a few. Shops with their colorful awnings